Now, it's been an eventful day in New York on day one of Donald Trump's hush money trial. The former president is accused of falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump's legal team have rejected the state's accusations in its entirety. Trump also spoke to reporters after he left the courtroom.
It's very unfair what's going on, and I should be allowed to campaign. And whoever heard of this, you get indicted for that? People in the court just said to me, I can't believe it. This is the case.
Criminal defense attorney Joseph Tully is with us now. He's been following the case. Hey, Joseph.
Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, the prosecutors in this case are claiming that the case is about criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. Have they managed to convince you that that's what's going on?
I don't think so. I think they have a case. I think all the pundits would agree that it's neither a strong case where they're for sure going to win, and legally speaking, and then it's neither weak where it should not be in court. I do think it's, you know, middle of, on a 1 to 10 in terms of a great case or not for the prosecution. It's a 4, maybe a 6 at the highest.
And how would you rate then out of 10 Trump's lawyers in their case?
Well, from what their peers are saying, that he got a really good criminal defense team behind him this time, whereas before there's been a lot of criticism of Trump's hiring of legal teams, that it's more sort of a reflection of his personality, not really who could do the job the best. And with this team behind him, it appears that he has a really good team of good criminal defense lawyers, which we're a whole different breed. We're just completely different than other lawyers. It's good to see that somebody facing serious charges has a good team behind them.
Hey, do you know much about this catch and kill and how prolific it is?
Well, I think that is merely the prosecution putting a label on something to make it sound bad. If you think about it, every politician running for office everywhere has concerns about stories coming out that are negative. Everybody does that. So in this case, they're alleging that it became criminal only under the guise of, hey, we need to kill this case in violation of the federal election laws, and knowing that it's wrong to do it, let's do it anyway. That's really what the prosecution has to prove here. And it's very technical. So even, you know, Trump has a shot here. Even though people may not like him, his lawyers will be able to argue, you may not like Trump, you may think he's a bad guy. But in this case, they have to prove these technical things. He knew it was wrong. He did this specifically, signed these checks to violate the law. And I think they're going to have a tough time, other than the jury in Manhattan does not like Trump. Trump is not well-liked. Manhattan is very much a Democratic stronghold, and Trump is a Republican.
Joseph, this case is expected to run for 2 months. Does Donald Trump have to be there for every single day for 2 months?
Correct, yes. In criminal cases, especially in felony cases, you have to be there. So maybe if this was a misdemeanor case, you do not have to be there in some states, for instance, California, where I practice. But because this is a felony case, it's taken very seriously. And yes, he has to be there.
Interesting stuff. Joseph, thank you very much. Joseph Tully, who is, of course, a criminal defense attorney over in the States. The catch and kill thing, by the way, is I am not aware, and I've been in the media for, what, you know, like a couple of decades or thereabouts. I'm not aware that we do this. I really would have never, ever, ever come across this. But over in the States, apparently, they do this thing. This is the publication National Enquirer was doing what they call a catch and kill, where basically somebody like they would go out, they'd catch the story, and then for a payment, they would kill it. So they would catch the story for Donald Trump. They would get all of they buy the exclusive rights to the story. Everybody is basically signed up to only speak to them exclusively. And they go to Donald Trump and they go, we'll kill it. You pay us, we'll kill it. And they were making a buck out of that, which is pretty crazy. It's apparently what was going on there.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.